And welcome into our Coaches Insight programs as we continue to chat with our area high school basketball coaches, getting you set for the start of the 21-22 seasons. It's going to be a lot of fun this basketball season. Now an opportunity to talk with Troy Hoffman, the boys basketball coach at ACCHS, as the Tigers gear up for their first game on Friday against Moore Hill. Coach, thanks for the time as always. You know, after beginning to take a step forward a couple of years ago, it might have been a little bit of a step back last year, just 5 wins, but I know COVID certainly, you know, played a factor into the season, so a lot of young guys had to step in. I know you're entering your third year at the helm, so as the preparation gears up for the start of a new year, how do you feel the team is set right now going forward?
Well, I know we had a lot of youth last year, and, you know, last year is in the books, and I'm not going to even talk about it last year. We had a period of growth right there. The kids got better. They did. They worked on their skills. They focused on their fundamentals. And when things aren't going well, that's what you need to focus on, is fundamentals. And to put themselves in a position this year to have success. They think they can come on the floor this year and compete with anybody in the league. You know, I'm not saying we're going to beat everybody in the league. I'm not saying we're going to lose to everybody in the league. But I think they really feel this year they can't compete with anybody in the league. And I like that. It's a kind of a renewed attitude there, a change of attitude, because in years past we haven't had that.
Plenty of size returning for your squad this year, especially in the backcourt. I like some of the players that you got returning. You know, Kieran Quarter is a guy to look at. You know, very good guard, just averaged below a double figures last season. Juniors Trenton Kimmy, Matt Worley, a couple of other guys as well, averaging around 6 points per game a year ago. Just kind of the strength in the backcourt, and what do you see from some of these guys stepping in?
You mentioned that, the size, but what I also like is the size they developed in the weight room over the course of the year. Kids saw there was a need for that. You know, they got tired of getting pushed around. That was evident in the football field this year. So they've spent a lot of time in the weight room and a lot of time in the gym. You know, I've got a nice rotation in the post. I got senior Lane Mullins, Colton Byers, Wyatt Kramer, and Ryan Keith. And those kids have been hitting the weight room hard. They're physical, and I think they're pretty athletic. So it's going to allow my post guys to run the floor and do some good things there. And you mentioned the point guard slot, Kieran Quarter. He's my returner, my all-league returner. He's going to be injured, and we won't have him until January. He had some knee surgery, got injured during football. You know, what a gutsy kid. You know, he still played. He had that knee injury and still played the whole football season out. And, you know, I look forward to having him out there, his leadership out there in January. But Creighton Bowerly's going to step in. Creighton didn't play much last year because of COVID, but he's going to step in and man that point guard position, along with James Sheets taking up the backup role to start the season out. And then guard slots, you mentioned Trenton Kimmy and you mentioned Matt Worley. You know, Caleb Miller as a 2-year starter for us, great defensive player for us, and has really developed his shot during the off season. And then Dalton Damon, there's another kid right there that didn't see any varsity time at all last year, but has hit the weight room hard and put himself in position to have some success this year.
You start the season against Moore Hill. How do you feel the Northeast Kansas League is going to shape out this year?
I've always been impressed with the coaching. I walk in the gym, all the coaches in the league are class act. We go into Moore Hill on Friday night. You know, there's a class act right there. Coach has really done a good job where he's coaching boys or girls. You know, he does things the right way. I know his kids will play the right way, and they'll be well prepared. So going in there, playing them to start out, that really is going to allow us to see where we're at as a team, because we know we're going to face a tough opponent.
First game's a little bit different, obviously, with it being the first game of the year, so expectations might be a little bit skewed. As a head coach, what do you want to see from your team in this first game?
I want to see a consistent effort on the defensive end. That's a big thing for me. I thought last year at times, you know, for half a game, we'd give a good consistent effort on the defensive end. We always finish, you know, half the game with finishing in the defensive possession with a box out and a rebound. I want to see consistency for a whole game this year on the defensive end. And then on offense, you know, last year, the shot selection was just not very good last year. And whether it's me that's not defining it for them or them just not understanding, you know, shot selection and what I wanted from them, I think this year I want to see that. That has got to be a premium for us this year. The kids have got to understand what the shot selection is, where they can be successful, and then if they can be successful from the right side, the three-point line, and doggone it, every time you get it there, I want to see you shoot that ball from the right side, three-point line, because that's where you can be successful. So I want to see some good shot selection on Friday and for the rest of the season, because I think that'll really help us go at the offensive end.
That's Troy Hoffman, the boys basketball coach at ACCHS. They get the season going coming up on Friday night. They make the road trip to Moore Hill Mount Academy to begin their season. Coach, it's been fun talking to you here today. Appreciate the time as always. Good luck at Moore Hill, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you.